Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Sorry for the wait, but we're back. In our lifelong quest to get more content out, we're going to be doing something a little bit different today. Myself, Braden, and Andrew are just going to be reading cool news stories and sharing stories that we think you guys would like. Usually, when there's a sweet news story, we forget about it by the time we record. So we're going to be trying to do these more and more. This segment doesn't really have a name yet. We're not going to call them case files because there's no particular topic. We're not going to call them power hours because Mr. Conspiracy will not be involved. But we want to give it some type of segment name. So if you come up with something cool, your name will live forever in the alien theorist theorizing history books. All right. Hope you enjoy it. I'll see you on the other side.
Welcome to Alien Theorists Theorizing. Case file?
Is this a case file?
It's not really a case file.
Not a case file.
Fake files! I don't know. We were supposed to release the first one, which we hadn't decided on a name, and that got deleted, so now we're kind of redoing it. We still haven't decided a name. The news? What did we... We had some funny names, I thought, even, too. We thought about...
Know. What this is going to be, because we're trying to get out more content, so between...
we keep saying that, and we release the same amount of content. I love it.
No, we're going to release more. It's our promise. Yeah. But yeah, we're trying to do between case files, not every case file, but every once in a while, we're just going to read the news.
You should just introduce it like, you know, how you do your space news, but you should just go the news.
The news! The news!
Yeah. Something like that. Come up with something clever.
Anyways,
we had a couple funny ones, I thought, last time we were talking, but my brain's dead. I can't remember a single one.
I don't even remember. Anyways. I kind of remember what we talked about last time, but it's lost, so forget about it.
Yeah.
We've been having, okay, I gotta get it out. The studio has just been wrecked with technological problems for the last, like, fucking month. But I think we got it all figured out. I think we got our Skype figured out. I think everything's working.
Yeah, fucking updates. Fucking updates.
Don't ever update your computer to the new operating system. It's a nightmare.
Seriously?
Oh my God.
I just fucking did that. I finally cracked and bought a new computer.
Okay, I'll tell you. If you buy, like, if you have a new computer, it's fine. But if you have, like, all this recording, all these programs, that every time there's an update... It's not compatible. You got to, like, re-update everything.
No,
oh my
no,
God.
I
it's
don't.
Fucking annoying.
I just need to do homework and go to YouPorn, so I'm good. That's fine. That's enough for me.
Oh, okay. Anyways, No space news, just the news. Are we going to do UFO case of the week?
Yeah, I got one.
All right, load up the randomatron.
I'm going to turn on the randomatron right now.
And stop.
Oh. Okay. Oh, yeah, this is the one I wanted to read. Yeah. Okay, you guys ready? Ready for this?
Ready.
UFO case file of the week. And Antonio Ferreira. You okay?
All right. Antonio Ferreira.
In January 1975, Antonio Ferreira of Salubra, Brazil, appears to have had a strange abduction encounter with extraterrestrial roughnecks.
Oh, the worst kind.
Yeah. Just talking about oil.
Yeah, oil riggers. Jesus.
First, a UFO apparently hit the wall of his house and then came back and fired a beam of light, hitting Ferreira. He was dragged aboard the UFO by short, dark-haired, dark-skinned alien. How come he had to get skin color involved?
Yeah, come on.
It's okay. He's from Brazil. He's allowed. Yeah. It's fine.
Dark-skinned aliens and interrogated by one of them about Earth, cars, and food. The interrogation seemed to have been less than subtle, with one alien punching Ferreira in the chest if he was not happy with the answers he got. What's your fastest car? I don't know. Chest punch.
It seems pretty irrelevant. Like, if you were able to fucking do, you know, interstellar travel or whatever, and then you come here and you start grilling him about our shitty cars. Like,
yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, it'd be like,
and your main torture technique is chest punches.
Oh man, you could stop somebody's heart with a good chest punch.
Ultimate punch.
Yeah. A 1-inch punch. Inch punch.
Yeah.
Oh, Bruce Lee.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
So Ferreira, you know, he's just human like the rest of us. He eventually broke and Ferreira made a deal.
Oh, shit.
Exchanging flying saucer trips to other planets for supplying aliens with subjects for vivisection.
For what?
The aliens
what?
Accepted
for, whoa,
very
whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, for what?
Vivisection? V-I-V-I section.
All right.
Vivisection?
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 Vivisection? What is that? I don't know.
Use it in a sentence. Can I get that in a sentence, please?
Yes, I'll put it in a sentence.
Yeah.
Ferreira made a deal exchanging flying saucer trips to other planets for supplying the aliens with subjects for vivisection. Vivisection.
Oh, for maybe dissection, maybe? Like maybe they fucked it up?
The practice of performing operations on live animals for the purpose of experimentation or scientific research.
Okay.
Oh, good word. New word, everyone. Vivisection. The aliens accepted various animals for this purpose and rewarded Ferreira with objects, including a gun that can destroy anything in its path.
I'm picturing the noisy cricket from Men in Black.
That's exactly the thing that popped in my head, too.
But, which Ferreira appears to have misplaced.
Of course.
What a bold... Like, you got to have some balls to be like, yeah, they gave me a gun. Can you destroy anything? They're like, where is it? He's like, damnedest thing. No, no idea.
Yeah, because if he told them, they'd take it away from him.
That's probably true.
Right?
On one trip, an alien was apparently turned into a double of Ferreira, sent to Earth, and successfully fooled his father.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Wow.
Fucking, they got time on their hands.
The chameleon.
That's it. That's
case UFO file. Case file of the week.
Misplace. Antonio Ferrer has a
gun that can destroy everything. Noisy cricket.
There's noisy cricket. He just doesn't know where he put it. Interesting.
All right, Ferrer.
What's going on? Why the fuck?
Oh, nothing. I was just
I thought meltdown.
I was internally outwardly expressing my enjoyment of UFO case of the week.
Oh yeah, as always. I got some good headlines.
All right, start off with some news.
Researchers reverse the effects of Alzheimer's in mice models.
Mice models?
Yeah.
Like in mice?
How the fuck can you tell if you've reversed the effects of Alzheimer's in mice?
They do those cool tests where like they'll shine the light, right? And then the darkness is significant enough danger for them, and they go to the light, and they can tell the ones that have Alzheimer's are just doing fucking circles.
Oh, really?
And the other ones that go to the light, yeah, it's really cool.
For some reason, I thought it was something they cut them open, fucking magnified them or something.
But. Well, they could probably do that too. That's part of it. But you can I've watched the studies done where you can see the difference between a mice with
a regular Alzheimer's mouse and an Alzheimer's mice.
Yeah, you can totally tell the difference.
Now, do mice get Alzheimer's, or
you have to give it to them?
They measure the amyloid plaque and the green activated microglial cells. Whatever the fuck that means. But yeah, I was like, how the fuck can you tell if it's even Alzheimer's that you're fixing?
I guess it all starts with mice and rodents, doesn't it? All the testing?
Usually.
I guess so.
And they work up to monkeys and apes.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, man. Did you watch that shit with Volkswagen?
With Volkswagen?
What?
Yeah, testing their fucking diesel emissions with the fucking monkeys.
With the monkeys?
What?
Monkeys sitting in cages with a fucking, like, a hose basically hooked up to the cage, dumping these fucking diesel fumes into their cage.
What was the test? How long it took them to suffocate?
Pretty much. Like, just to see how sick they got and how they... Because they were trying to prove that they had clean diesel, right? That big fucking scam.
That was the greatest...
The monkey died.
Yeah. Fucking
get the
horrible.
Papers.
How does, like...
Show me the papers.
Companies are so big, and they create a...
We must fudge the numbers.
And we have too many of the dead monkeys. We have to hide it, you know? It's not okay. We can't have the monkeys dying on us.
Jack's back?
Yeah. Und Jack, yeah.
I forgot where I was going with that.
I don't know, but it's fucked. I was rattled.
It's weird. Like, recently? Because that scandal was only a few years ago.
I'm pretty sure this is how they test these type of things. So, like, I'm not, this isn't just a fucking Volkswagen thing. I'm pretty sure this is how they test. And, like, don't get me wrong. I understand it's for the better of humanity. We have to, but it's so fucking sick and twisted to watch.
Fucking 18-year-old depressed Timmy has tested that himself and he died.
Well, they're trying to find a clean source of diesel, right? So they're trying to see if, oh, look, these monkeys haven't been poisoned, right? But they were fudging it.
Could you imagine the first guy to be like so depressed that you hook up your, the little pipe to your exhaust and plug it into your car and someone comes out and catches you and they're like, that doesn't work anymore, man. Like, this is clean diesel, yeah, and you're just sitting there, you're like,
but that's
oh,
the, that's
not,
the whole,
that's not what I was doing.
That's the whole,
I was just,
the whole thing is that there is no clean diesel. Like,
there is no clean,
there is no,
burning fossil fuel.
Exactly. Like, that's the whole thing is that there, any of these automobile companies that are claiming they have a clean diesel, they're full of shit.
Huh.
But, yeah.
For some reason, now we're on this. I was listening to a podcast the other day. I don't remember because I don't have it on top of my head, but this guy's talking about injecting hydrogen into your intake with your normal air and getting like 50% better fuel economy in any car you can buy the kit for.
What?
Any car. I watched a video on YouTube. It looked pretty legit. You can, it's all open source diagrams and shit, I think for donation. And you can, any fossil fuel burning car, you can install, it's called a hydrolysis machine. And it takes water, separates the oxygen and the hydrogen, and injects the hydrogen with your clean air intake into your engine, and it burns 50% more efficient.
Holy shit.
Because that's the one, there's like two things that haven't changed since like the 60s. Emissions of cars have barely changed in the efficiency of cars. Like, if you put in a liter of gas, only like 20% of that gas is actually getting burned. The rest is just going into vapor and going out your exhaust. That and space and rockets into space are pretty much the only things that haven't changed.
And cancer treatment.
Cancer treatment too. Yeah. Chemo radiation.
That's fucking crazy. I need to look into that more.
So anyone out there, I guess it's probably cost a couple thousand dollars, I'm sure. If you know a guy who's handy, a mechanic, they say it's super easy to do if you're like mechanically inclined, so don't just try and do it if you're nobody. But if you got a mechanic friend, go search, I can't remember what his name was, I'll post it on the website after this case file, but just, I'm sure if you search electrolysis fuel additive or something, it'll
That's
pop up.
Wild.
It's pretty cool.
There's not a fucking chance I'm going to do that to my own vehicle. My vehicle will be wrecked, 100%.
Why would it be wrecked?
Because there's no fucking way I can...
Oh, yeah. Do it yourself, you mean. Yeah.
But that's too, yeah, there's 100%. No.
Yeah, they say that if you do it, if done right, the air intake, nothing happens except your engine burns better. Like it burns more fuel and you get better fuel economy. And that was probably something to do with the... Remember the this guy who said it was water-powered car could go from L.A. to New York or whatever on one tank? Wherever it was? You ever hear about that?
Yeah.
I don't remember what his name was. Yeah. That'll be on case file. But that's pretty much what he was doing, right? Using electrolysis. His claim was he could do it without fuel at all, but a lot of people think he was just adding it to his fuel and getting way better mileage. But either way, it's way more efficient. We'd burn way less gas and save a ton of money. However, as with all these conspiracy ones goes, the big corporation doesn't want it.
They buy it.
Well, is it even a conspiracy? Like, it just makes sense. Like, but obviously, it's they don't want that.
Like, it's like a consensus between them. So I guess you can call it a conspiracy to keep that from the public.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, it's public knowledge, but it's not presented publicly at all. You have to dig for it. That's a good little tangent.
Yeah. Well, here. And here's a good, as we're talking about L.A. to New York, skier lost in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, doesn't know how he got to California.
I read that story.
49-year-old skier, Toronto firefighter, fucking queers, firefighters.
That is.
Yeah. Konstantinos, Danny, Filipidis, told investigators he was on an annual ski trip with his colleagues on February 7th, White Face Mountain in New York, and he went missing. They had a huge search going for him. The search ended 6 days later when he was found in Sacramento, California, confused, wearing his ski outfit.
Wearing the same clothes.
Yeah, fucking
wearing the same clothes.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Those firefighters fucking party.
They party.
They party hard.
They party.
He's probably just trying to cover some shit up so his wife doesn't find out.
Well, this is what the story is. So he...
What? For 100%.
Could you imagine?
No, but...
No, seriously.
He was having an affair. Buddy. He's like, ship me my ski gear.
Yeah.
Ship me my ski gear right now. Call it, say I'm lost.
Fucking right.
Yeah, well,
his wife was trying to... can I talk to Filipidis, please? He put Filipidis on. They're like, fuck. He's missing.
Yeah.
All his boys are covering for him. Oh, that's great.
Oh, well, okay. The story is he woke up. It was 6 days later. He doesn't remember how he got there. He thinks he was in a big rig. That's the story. He thinks he remembers a big rig. So like the FBI put out, or I'm not sure if it was the FBI, but law enforcement put out a call for anyone who may have picked up a man wearing ski gear and drove him all the way across the country. And then when he got to LA, excuse me, I guess he took money out. He bought a phone. He spent $1,000. He bought a phone and some other shit from a gas station and called his wife from LA. And that's the only, and he claims he didn't even really remember his wife until he started talking to her. So he's claiming some sort of amnesia. So obviously the claims jumped straight to abduction.
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking abduction too until Andrew said his theory.
Or he fucking, like, what was he doing? He was fucking skiing. Maybe he schmucked himself in the head.
I was going to say massive concussion.
Yeah.
But still, if you have a massive concussion, you're either out cold.
Yeah, but there's always retrograde amnesia that's fucking attributed to intense concussions.
So this picture this, he's skiing down because he took one more run after his buddies. So he's going down, wipes out because he's trying to get down fast, smashes his head. Maybe he's unconscious for a bit, wakes up, doesn't remember where he is, who he is, what he's doing, gets out to the road, just like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Drive me. He's like, where? Yeah. He's like, I don't know.
Or maybe that fucking, that guy from Joyride.
Hey, bud, I want to go out west.
Maybe he ran into the wrong fucking trucker.
Trying to chase.
Found his body fucking unconscious. Was like, hey, boy.
That's
I'm
why.
I'm going to take you for a ride, boy.
That's why he doesn't want to remember the 6 days.
Fuck no.
It's all just buried.
All he knows is he's limping. Jesus. Fuck that.
Oh, man.
I feel like the idea of that his wife got a hold of someone else and was like, Filipidis isn't answering his phone, like, let me talk to him. They're like, he hasn't come back from skiing. And then they're calling him like, buddy, you're fucked. And he packed his ski. He's having an affair. He's in California, but he packed his ski stuff because he had to bring it with him to fool the wife. Right. Yeah. So now the wife
randomly showed up at the ski hill. She wouldn't have just called.
Yeah, she now he showed
wouldn't
up
have been,
because
she wouldn't me. Have been fucking calling. She showed up.
Right.
She knows. Oh, yeah. She knows old fucking Petus over here. She knows Mr. Petus is up to some.
She
shit.
Knows the annual ski trip. What that means?
Does she know? Is he going by Petus or Philip? You think? I don't know.
No, that's his last name. But I say his last name because like
Philly then or something like that. Petus.
His first name is Constantinos.
Constantinos Petus Philippidus.
Philippidus. Constantinos Philippidus. And 100%. Wife showed up. His buddies are like, oh, yeah, he's still on the mountain. They're calling him, being like, bud, Petus, you're fucking alone.
You fucking Petus. Blew it. You're fucked, buddy.
Yeah. And then he's like, boys, like, you got to cover for me.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, he hasn't come back. So then they get this whole fucking horse and pony show. And then they're like, okay, you got to fly back here. And he's like, well, I can't. Like, they'll fucking know if I buy a ticket and shit. So he's like, I got a plan, boys. Right? Just keep searching for me until you'll know when it's the jig's up. And he just starts walking on the streets in the ski gear.
Where am I?
Fucking genius.
Yeah, where am I?
Get out of jail free card.
He buys the phone. He calls the wife. Like, I don't know what happened. Baby, I got his new phone. I'm in LA. What's going on?
Fucking Petus.
You know what's funny? This story is, I bet, so sensationalized in the news that everyone's like, this is insane. What a mystery. But you know his wife knows it's all bullshit.
100%.
You know his wife was up there the whole time being like, you motherfucker. Like, you're so full of shit. Your friends are full of shit.
Think about the fear that woman would have to strike into your heart for you to be like
going to 6-day absence
and be on the news and be like, I got amnesia. Like, I'm something. I don't know what happened. What enough to make you wander in the fucking blistering heat in a fucking snowsuit. You know what I mean? Like, oh Jesus, that'd be one scary ass woman. No, yeah. Thank you.
Fucking hilarious.
Old Petus fucked up.
Like, I wonder if there's any, like, does he have any bruising or anything that goes with a head injury?
Yeah, I haven't really heard more about it. Last I heard, he was undergoing tests. So, I don't know. He's getting MRIs, so he's getting CAT scans.
He continually doubles down. He's like, fuck it. Oh, yeah, I'll get the test. He's in the States just paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for these tests. He's like, double down. I'd rather just continue double down.
No, he's got great health insurance because he knew this was a possibility.
Dude, he's got great health insurance because he's a fucking firefighter. Those guys are rolling in it.
Well, he's out of country, so he'd have to buy it.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Right?
Eh?
In the
yeah.
States.
So where is he from again?
He's from Toronto. Toronto. Where's Ontario somewhere.
Petus.
No, Toronto.
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 The Petus. Old Petus from Toronto.
Fucking Petus.
The best affair scam you've ever heard of.
Right on. Good on
you. The cojones on the Petus.
It's not getting by us, Petus.
No.
Fucking experts over here.
Maybe if he could keep his Petus in his pants.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
Good shit.
Oh, I like it.
All right. I got another random news headline. I'm only going to read. I don't want any of the background story. I'm just going to read the headline. Researchers discover a new type of vision by putting 3D glasses on a praying mantis.
Yes, this is like the third-eyed beetle.
Now,
what the fuck does that mean?
I don't need any explanations. I just want to see a picture.
Just curious. He's watching Black Panther in the theater.
I wonder if he was as disappointed as I was.
Yeah, I heard good things.
Yeah, of course you did, because people are talking like this is the greatest fucking movie ever made.
I'm not anticipating it to be anything amazing.
Holy
but.
Fuck. Like, you know what? It was entertaining, but people are, the hype behind this movie is like, it's the fucking best movie. Like, move over Schindler's List. This is, it's fucking Black Panther. This is the greatest
superhero movie.
Yeah. And it follows the exact same template. Every fucking superhero movie, you know, follows, and it's super predictable, and it's, you know,
the only difference was is they focus more on the villain than the hero in this one.
And then again, with that, it's, what's the guy's name? His name is Michael B. Jordan, right?
Yeah. I liked him better. I wanted him to just,
oh yeah. First of all, Chadwick Boseman or whatever his name is fucking, he's so dull. Like, he's such a stale fucking character. He was cooler, but people are comparing him to the fucking Joker. And I'm like, what? I don't fucking see it at all.
Through the Joker?
Yeah, people are like, this is just as good of a performance as Heath Ledger, and I'm like, well, they don't even.
Easy.
Yeah, like that was aggressive. I don't know. You know what? It's entertaining. I enjoyed watching it. I won't watch it again. I won't go out of my way to see it again. It's definitely not the best Marvel movie. It's definitely not the best black superhero movie because Blade was way better than this.
Blade's the shit.
Everybody seemed to forget about Blade.
Always trying to ice skate uphill. There was not one memorable line in Black Panther.
No. You know what my favorite part about Black Panther was Claw. I thought fucking Andy Serkis was great as Claw.
You know what my favorite part was?
What? Well, wait. Don't ruin it for Zelly.
This is no spoiler alert.
Okay.
During the ceremonial fight scene where everyone dies, I'm kidding. Yeah. That they have those like ceremonial fight scenes, and they're all like doing the chant. It's like it pans over to like everyone. They're all like doing like the shoulder shrug and chest pumps.
Yeah.
And that one guy who's in like the blue tribe who always wears like the huge bandana. Yeah. He's just got the most bored look on his face, and he's just doing like the laziest shoulder shrugs. And I was like, that was the highlight of that was the dual fisting margarita guy in Jurassic Park for me in Black Panther.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was all right. It was. I don't know. I really like that Njobu guy. He was fucking badass too.
Who's Njobu?
He was the guy that originally challenges Black Panther.
Monkey the gorilla tribe guy.
Yeah, he was fucking dope. But anyways, let's stop talking about this movie so we don't ruin anything.
Yeah. So yeah.
That's the review of Black Panther.
Yeah.
Praying Mantis is new type of vision.
Okay, yeah, that I was gonna say, how the fuck did that start?
Despite having front-facing eyes, praying mantises don't see the world the same way humans or other animals do. Instead, the insects rely on completely different type of vision. How the fuck?
How do you test that?
How do you test that?
By vivisection, I'm sure.
Good callback. I like vivisection. Probably, but like I'm just like... I just have no idea. I'm like, how the fuck would you ever?
I don't know, man.
Using beeswax as adhesive, a team led by Vivek Nintendia at the University of Newcastle fixed lenses to praying mantises' faces, being careful not to cause injury. One lens was green and the other was blue, a setup that allowed scientists to control what each eye could see. The scientist then projected films. This sounds like some fucking torture, man. Films onto screens in front of the insects. The first film featured a moving dot, which the mantis has attacked, demonstrating that it could perceive depth if an object moved. Then the dot was manipulated to move in two different directions, a disparity that would prevent human eyes from comprehending the images. But mantises still attacked. So long story short, you fucking rub beeswax into something's eyes, it's going to attack anything.
Yeah, but like what I don't understand is like this seems like a lot of fucking work and a lot of funding and a lot of wages being paid for what? Who gives a shit? Like what did we accomplish by doing this? How long did this take?
There's some guy hit the fucking MIT lab. Eureka!
Yeah, like sweet.
I've got it. They're like, what have you done? He's like, well, I've been rubbing this beeswax into the eyes of the mantis. And after that... it attacks everything in sight. You're like, fucking I like Nobel Peace Prize.
I like the accent. It's very intelligent.
Yeah, it's kind of getting in my
I was going to say, it sounds like a little bit like D&D.
Yeah. Oh, man. I almost want to scrap my entire fucking character and switch to a fucking Schmeagle.
Hell no, buddy.
I've been working on my fucking Schmeagle. It's pretty good.
Hell no.
Why?
Because it's already recorded. For everyone listening, we have recorded 3 episodes. Of D&D.
I'll save that voice for when I'm Dungeon Master, when I'm doing all the bad guys' voices.
You're going to do Smeagol as a Dungeon Master?
No, I'll do him as one of the bad guys, you know, when you creep up on those little snake guys.
When we finish this campaign and start another campaign, and you have to choose a new voice and a new character.
These are our characters. I don't think you choose a new one, because then how do you level up?
It doesn't matter. We make our own rules, buddy.
Fucking rights. Cool.
At the end of the chapter, we can... continue on the same level, change characters. Why not?
Cool. I like it.
I've already picked up my next voice. It's great. By the way, they're so funny to listen to. So funny.
What is?
Don't talk it up. Don't talk it up. We don't know.
How is he listened to it and I haven't?
Well, I sent it to
him. I've been narrating them.
You're narrating.
It takes me a long time.
You narrate too?
I'm the redheaded stepchild of this fucking podcast. It's bullshit.
You're not redheaded.
No, but that's the way I feel.
Well, you'll earn your wings.
I hope so. I hope so. One day.
I'm sorry I didn't send you. The only thing I've ever sent Brayden, I didn't send to you.
Yeah.
Brayden's, I never sent Brayden anything before this. All right. I got a cool one.
Okay, let's hear it.
So we've talked about Graham Hancock and his theories about 12,000 years ago, a giant cataclysm hit the planet and wiped out all these ancient cultures and all the large superfauna and like all these giant predators and woolly mammoths and all these creatures from that era. And that era is called the Younger Dryas period, which is a period of rapid cooling after a time where like the world was warming up a whole bunch and then instantly was plunged back into ice age. And for all these years, no one really knew why. And so I guess there's a new study out. It's called Extraordinary Biomass Burning Episode and Impact Winter Triggered by the Younger Dryas Cosmic Impact.
That's the fucking longest name.
Yeah.
And
it rolls right off the tongue.
It's broken into two. Part one, ice cores and glaciers. Part two, lake, marine, and terrestrial sediments. So it's like a study. There's 24 researchers in the study. It's been going on for a while. It was released last August and then submitted for review and then just became available for the public just recently. But what it is they're saying that around this time, the Younger Dryas period, there was a comet that passed by Earth and it fragmented and it sent all a shower of like comet pieces, like meteorites into the planet, into the northern ice caps of North America and Europe. Oh, fuck. Fucking sick. Sorry, boys. Anyways, so it launched off these fucking, all these meteorites. This is the theory. And the meteorites did a combination of two things. Either impact the ice cap directly, causing it to instantly melt and like explode, or air bursting, which air burst is like a comet will come down or an asteroid or a meteor will come into the atmosphere, hit the atmosphere at such a high rate that it'll just explode above the ground, causing like a giant explosion, kind of like an atomic bomb.
Holy shit.
So they're thinking like somewhere either like could be up to 24 of these fragments hit the ice caps at the same time. So instantly causing all the ice to melt, I guess there was this giant Great Lake outside the Great Lakes that was bigger than all of them combined originally. And they're saying it hit that glacier, which ended up flooding into the St. Lawrence, causing like massive flooding. And in the same time, lighting about 10% of the Earth's forests on fire.
Holy shit.
10% of the entire planet's fucking forests on fire. So, because for all the longest time, no one could figure out why all of a sudden it just went to another ice
Where's
age.
Where's Lapidus when you need him?
So all these theories by Graham Hancock, which are so like debunked by everyone, like, nah, that's impossible. They're starting to find the craters.
I'm not sure they were debunked. They were just scoffed at.
That's what I'm scoffed at. Yeah, it's a better word. Scoffed. They're just like, just shunned them really much. Like, it's a crazy abomination of a theory. But so they're finding all these like how they found the asteroid of 65 million, the one that killed the dinosaurs, there was this layer. It was like all this like sediment of ash and shit. And they could from that deduce that there was a comet, an asteroid impact in that region. And the farther it went out, like the less stuff they'd find. So that's how they pinpointed like how the crater was formed.
Oh, that's cool.
So they're starting to do that all over North America and Europe. They're taking core samples of glaciers and all these different core samples of soil and stuff. And they're finding the same type of layer of like, it has like crystalline graphite particles, all this crazy shit that only happens on two things, atomic bombs or impacts on Earth.
Holy shit.
So they're finding all this, they're changing the whole course of human history. So now when Graham Hancock and all these guys say like about 12,000 years ago, there was all these advanced civilizations and all like the religions kind of have a central starting point of like the great flood or the great deluge or like a cataclysm. This is the cataclysm they're talking about. And in that temple we've talked about before, Göbekli Tepe in Turkey, they're starting to uncover like all the pillars, and there's all these like hieroglyphics, like, or not hieroglyphics, but
some ancient writing style, I can't remember what they call it, like cuneiform kind of thing. It's depicting these, like a shower of comets coming from the sky. And they're thinking like this Göbekli Tepe was actually like an observatory. I don't know if they had telescopes or what, but they inscribed all their knowledge of the stars and shit into Göbekli Tepe. So there's pretty much saying the start of all human religion, or at least all the popular ones, all stemmed something from like this great cataclysm, which was this asteroid impact, which annihilated in North America all the big shit. And the have you heard of the Clovis culture, the Clovis people?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
It's like supposed to be the most advanced civilization that ever existed in North America, and they were wiped out in a relatively short period of time, like 100 years, they think. So they think at the same time, that's what happened to them.
That's fucking nuts.
What a crazy theory.
This is the shit we should be funding and not fucking 3D glasses on praying mantises.
On praying mantises.
Like, this is fucking rad.
This is going to change all
of
human history.
I've got to find a reason to use my beeswax.
Even, I guarantee you, you find in this Göbekli Tepe or whatever the hell it's called. I'm sure I'm butchering it. You find this book, and this book fucking straight up lays out, this is what happened. This is where everything comes from. You have all the answers. And these motherfuckers, these religious people are going to be like, no, still wrong. No way.
No. That was put there by the devil.
The Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ. Tells me this is bullshit.
Yeah.
That's all it's going to say. And then Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allah, infidel.
Right? All the religions.
Same shit.
Every religion has their own imaginary friend. Yeah, he's right. And you got to go kill everyone who believes in the other guy.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Like unless you are spiritual and you believe in something, we respect you.
No.
We just respect the fact that we feel like you're wrong.
Hey, I don't care. You can believe in whatever you want. But it's when you start convincing people and coercing people into your idea and creating a cult, and that from that cult spawns religion, and religion spawns all this control, and there's thousands of religions. That's what it is.
It's all so cult.
That's what it is.
It's 100% a cult.
That's
funny. Next case file, cults.
Is it really?
I think we're going to do cults with Dan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because you think about it, you look at the Catholic Church, and the guy comes out, he's wearing like a golden robe and the scepter and all the shit. Like, this is fucking culty shit right here, man.
Oh, man. I remember one of the last times I was at church, and it was like Easter or some shit. And they're like,
were you scared, motherfucker?
Yeah. They made us all stand up, and they're like, we had to, everybody all at once had to chant, "He is risen." And there's this fucking, like, there's probably about 100 people there, and everybody's chanting at the same time, and there's somebody standing up there, and I'm just, like, got the biggest fucking heebie-jeebies I've ever gotten, looking around and watching all these fucking sheeple just cheating or chanting, and, oh, it was weird.
It is weird.
Super weird, man.
It's very weird. They're not taxed. They could end poverty by themselves. The Catholic Church has enough money to end poverty worldwide. They don't do shit.
It's true.
They got so much fucking money.
It's true. So do the Wakandans, and yet Africa starves, which that bothers me. I still, even you touch on it in that movie and you're just like, what the fuck?
What's this? A very small group has all the money.
Well, exactly. The Wakandans.
You know, it's the craziest thing. Is that from
Black Panther? Is what you're talking about?
Yeah.
What's that? I couldn't find Wakanda even on a map.
Totally. Well, that's just like you fucking look at the Persians. You go, I don't know how many Persian friends, and you ask them, you're like, oh, what's your background? Oh, I'm Persian. I'm like, oh, that's weird. I've never seen Persia on a map before.
Persia's like a whole bunch of countries, isn't it?
Persia is not a real thing. It's Iran. But Persia does not exist anymore.
No, it was the Persian Empire. It was like Iran, all those countries, right?
Yeah. Originated in Iran.
Yeah.
Saying you're Persian sounds way better in this day and age than saying you're from Iran.
Yeah. Still, it's like me saying, oh, I'm Phoenician. No, I'm not Phoenician. I'm Lebanese.
Hmm. Yeah. What were the Germans back in the day?
Jesus.
Like
Nazis.
No.
The Germanic tribes.
There was there were all these barbarian tribes.
Yeah.
Oh, not far enough back is what you're saying.
Yeah, you didn't quite go far enough back. I had to go and then you grouped all Germans into Nazis, and they're not gonna be very happy about that.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up, man.
That's pretty fucked up. Braden said it, not us. Anyways. Well,
I'm used to the hate mail.
Do you get hate mail, or is that just Scotty?
Just
mostly
conspiracy.
Scotty. Although the last, honestly, if people listened to the last Power Hour and didn't enjoy it, it's one of my favorites to listen back to.
That one was a, that was a throwback to like the early days where there was no topic and it was just making fun of Mr. Conspiracy pretty much.
Dude, our 25-minute like rant on Mothman was hilarious.
Oh, was that? I haven't listened to that one. It's funny.
Dude, it's honestly, it's great. Andrew, when you go, like, you say something, you're like, Edgar, the eyes, he's got the antennas. I fucking cracks me up every time.
I kind of forgot about is that, what we talked about now.
Is that Patreon or is that just released to anybody?
No, that's Case File 58.
Good, because then I can listen to it because I can't afford fucking Patreon.
I haven't given you the code.
No, you haven't. Bullshit. Fucking garbage.
I'll give you the code today.
Jesus.
You never really asked, though, either.
I'd fucking ask.
You've
for
never
sure.
asked.
I've asked.
You've never asked directly in my face. Hey, can I get the Patreon
you
code?
That, see that? I'm the fucking redheaded stepchild of this fucking. I bet you Braden's got the Patreon.
Braden doesn't got Patreon code either.
Okay, good. I don't feel bad, man. Fuck you.
You guys could easily just get the Patreon app, log in with our email and password, and you can have it. But
so, but Scotty is the only guy that consistently gets hate mail.
Well, you got a shitty voice.
Oh, that's right.
The best one I got about Braden was...
Hey, you know what? Fuck you. I'm hot, though. She said I was hot, but I had a shitty voice.
I didn't say nothing about looks. I said you had a shit voice.
I got a shitty voice.
The best
one
I got about Braden was... who's that drunk guy? It sounds like Barney Rubble.
You know what, though? You look more like Fred.
Yeah.
You might sound like Barney, but you look like Fred. You would fucking kill a Fred Flintstone costume.
Yeah, you would.
You really would.
You would fucking kill it.
Yeah, that would be wicked. You should do that.
Yeah, I've got Barney Rubble. I've
like
got
a... The problem is I sound like a Barney Rubble.
Yeah, Barney's the fucking man, though. I like Barney.
And when you're drunk, you sound like... What's the... There's a Barney in The Simpsons, too, right?
Yeah,
burps all the time.
Yeah. Barney.
I've got that one from you, too. Brayden sounds like a Barney when he's drinking.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he burps a lot.
That's because he's burping all the time, yeah. That's funny.
You got more, Brayden? What else you got?
Not really anything more. I kind of ran through my material. I was looking up Barney Rubble quotes. He doesn't really have any memorable lines.
No, it's the snicker. His little snicker is the best part of fucking.
It's just Barney. The burp and his lips just go all wavy.
Oh, you're talking about Sit from the Simpsons.
I was talking about Barney Rubble.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, Barney Rubble. It's his little snicker. His fucking laugh after all time. That's his signature gig. But
Barney Rubble laughing. Hold on. I'm going to listen to it and see if I can reenact it.
No, that was scary.
Kind of sound like that.
I don't know. That would freak me out a bit.
I don't know.
That's good.
I got some more ancient news. Want some more ancient news?
Yeah,
give me some of that ancient news.
Hidden mine city of 10 million people discovered by researchers in Guatemala. So I guess where the mines were, they've now used this new technology. It's called LIDAR. Stands for light detection and ranging. And I guess they've been flying over the jungles and using this. And they're mapping out all these ancient sites where the mines used to live that they've been walking over for 50 years. And didn't even know because they were so densely grown over. Now they used to think like, oh, it was like 2 million people who used to live here. Now they've realized that this whole area where this is in Guatemala, it's like 95% excavated and built on. And it's all covered by jungle now. And probably about 10 million people used to live there.
Fuck. That's so fucking cool.
And they've been in this jungle for 50 years, and they just discovered that 95% of this is all ancient civilization structures.
Wow.
They have pyramids. They have fucking defenses, like defensive ditches, fences and ditches. And they have like a, what do you call it? What is this? What's a rampart? I read that.
Rampart, isn't that like for when you're attacking somebody? The ramparts is when you...
Well, maybe, yeah. That's what it is. Yeah, defensive fences, like ditches, and rampart systems. And a constructed of irrigation canals. So they were farming. This was fully farmed and agriculture.
Was this before the Romans were...
This was about the same time.
Irrigation?
This is probably after, right? Because when they say mines are like 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Something like that. So when was the end of the Roman Empire?
The end. Well, they had the aqueducts way before the
end. You guys
got to
remember it's 1700 right now, too. So
oh, yeah. We're missing 300 years, according to Mr. Conspiracy.
Yeah.
Okay, what?
Remember that? He said it's really the year 1700, not 2000.
I try to block out most of the stuff he says. So
I've heard that conspiracy before, but I've never really put together why that was such a big deal. Like,
I don't know. Okay, so we're actually in 1700, and Jack the Ripper is still unsolved.
Unsolved.
That's the two things I've learned from fucking Mr. Conspiracy.
Oh, sorry. I'm completely wrong. It was 1000 BC the Mayan culture inhabited the region. So that's fucking 3000 years ago.
Was it? I thought no, because wasn't it the fucking like the
1000
conquistadors like
1000 BC to 900 AD. So like, I was right in both counts.
Yeah. Because right, like Pizarro and shit like that, they came and wiped them out.
That's what they wiped them out.
Francisco Pizarro and who's the other guy? What's that?
That was after though 900. This was like that Spanish Inquisition, right? When they came through Latin America and like and took it over.
Yeah.
1500, wasn't it?
That's true.
Anyways, they found it. This huge fucking city buried in the jungle, found by this new radar detection.
That's so cool.
So cool. They're finding this stuff all the time.
Man, you're finding rad. You got some rad shit today.
I follow some cool sites.
Yeah,
I'm going to post all these links on our website, alientheorist.com, if you guys want to check out what I'm reading.
Wow.
Very yeah, cool. Do that. I want to check out what you're reading.
I had this fucking the school shooting pulled up, but I'm not talking about
it. I didn't even want to talk about this shit. This is so fucking hard to talk about.
Honestly.
It's so frustrating.
I also I brought up. So I made a post on Facebook about the shooting. And all I said in the post was like, everyone screams gun control every time there's a shooting, and yet there's another shooting the next day. No one ever talks about how like unhealthy the people are who are committing like these crazy mass murders. They're super unhappy. They're super unhealthy, super depressed or mentally ill of some kind. They're on some type of antipsychotic drug, all of them. For their depression and stuff, and the symptoms of the medication are like suicide or psychotic thoughts. And all I said was like, no one ever looks at Big Pharma. No one ever looks at the drug problem, just treating unhealthy people and not actually helping them get better. And then some people got mad.
Well, like it's
yeah.
People are saying it's gun control. You take away the guns, you take away the mass shootings. It's like, listen. We get it. Americans love their guns. They've had guns forever. But mass shootings didn't really start until the 90s. On a rampant scale, right? And what happened different in the 90s is with the increased like diagnosis of depression, so there's more medication. And then once like Columbine hit, it went massive in the news, right? Worldwide news, immortalizing the shooters. It's all over the place. And then other people start seeing these things and they're getting these thoughts and they're experiencing the same symptoms and they're taking the same medication. They're like, well, it's easy to get a gun. And they go do it too. And then slowly it's been ramping up. Now, okay, I'm going to get into it a little bit because I found this really good. It's a great article about gun control. I mean, we're in Canada. We have gun control, but we have a lot of guns still. I got guns. Brayden's got guns. I wouldn't give Andrew a gun, but...
Andrew's got two guns probably on him right now.
Vicious and delicious. Fucking, you know what? And I agree totally. But at the same time, I don't see any point in a civilian having the ability to go get a fucking assault rifle. That makes no sense.
And like, that's why I'm not going to preach gun control or anything like that. I'm just going to read. This is on Vox.com. This is a list of pretty much just all gun crime and murder rates in the world. So I'm going to read some stuff. So homicides by firearm per 1 million people. I'm not going to give all the countries. I'm just going to do... Here, I'll start with Australia. Big gun control there after their Port Arthur shooting. It was a public-wide. Everyone turned in their guns. 1.4 homicides by firearm per 1 million people. That's the lowest in the Western world. Canada, 5.1. United States, 29.7.
Jesus.
So there's a lot of gun murders, but there's a lot of guns. So I'm going to keep going. I'm going to get to why I've heard arguments both sides, and I can see why you make them both sides, but I'm just going to keep going through the list. America, 4.4% of the world's population, but 50% of civilian-owned guns. And so the whole world... American civilians have half of them all. So they'll have a lot of guns. 1,500 mass shootings since Sandy Hook. So Sandy Hook was 2012, and they're considering mass shooting 4 or more casualties, not necessarily deaths, but people shot and injured, including the shooter. four or more. So 1,500 since then. In this is in the United States.
Just 1,500 in the States?
In the States.
Jesus.
Year 2015, 336 days, 355 mass shootings. They're not all reported, right? They only report the ones that are good for the media. States with guns have more gun deaths. This is all, I'm not making this up. These are all, I'll put it on our website. So Alaska, most gun ownership, most gun deaths. And you can go and check all the states. And it's not just U.S. developed countries with more guns also have more gun deaths. There's a chart per country. And it's a linear chart. The more guns the people have, the more murders per population or per capita are up there. So United States is number one. Canada is actually number two on this list because we have only 30 million people, but we have about 10 million guns. So it's like 30 guns per 100 people, roughly, in Canada. So there's a lot of guns. It's really hard to get high-capacity semi-automatic rifles. It's easy to get a long rifle. It's hard to get a handgun. And you cannot carry them. So like you can still have a gun here. If you really wanted to have a gun for protection in your house, you could have a shotgun. And hopefully you never have to use it, but you could. You could even have a pistol. You could have a pistol. You could if you wanted to have protection here. And say you had an intruder and you shot someone, you might be in some trouble. But that's your, I guess if you wanted, you know, you could do it here if you wanted. This was a cool one I found. It's an outlier with gun deaths in the United States, but not with overall crime. The crime rate in the States is not really that much higher. It's pretty much the same as Canada, really, for violent crime. But they just have way more people, so there's way more of it. But per capita, it's about the same for violent crime if you exclude the gun deaths, or take out the guns. So all other crimes are equal. It's not just guns. What else we got? States with tighter gun control laws have fewer gun-related deaths. So, I don't know.
I was reading this article yesterday. It's a really interesting outlook on this that I don't think really occurs to people. And I'm not saying that this is something that I believe in, but it's definitely something to, you know, think about. And it's this Dr. Warren Farrell. And basically, long story short, is he's linking a lot of these mass shootings and like shootings in general and crime and whatnot to children, especially men growing up without fathers. And okay. Basically what he's explaining is minimal or no father involvement, whether due to divorce, death, or imprisonment, is common to Adam Lanza, Elliot Rogers, Dylan Roof, and Stephen Paddock. In the case of the 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz, he was adopted at birth. His adopted dad died when he was young. And you know what I mean? Obviously the issues of growing up without a dad greatly affected him.
Nicholas Cruz was the recent shooter, right? At Parkland, Florida, right?
The rate of mass shootings has tripled since 2011. We blame guns, violence in the media, violence in video games, and poor family values. Each is plausible in each one of these people, but our daughters live in the same homes with the same access to guns, video games, media, and raised with the same family values. Our daughters are not killing, but our sons are. Boys with significant involvement or not doing these things, right? Like it's a staggering amount. So it's 72% of adolescent murderers grew up without their fathers.
Right.
Same for 60% of all rapists grew up without their fathers. 70% of juveniles in state institutions grew up without their fathers. Like, you know what I mean? Those are pretty staggering numbers. The numbers don't lie. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So it was something interesting just to, you know what I mean?
Well, you take that. Now they become depressed. You put them on medication. They're already prone to violence from before. It's just like a combination of many things. But I think the mass media coverage that these shootings get, like this guy, let's do a quick one. Mr. Cruz, the shooter, was warned to FBI multiple times.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing.
Yeah, but
multiple warnings.
Just like they got warnings about fucking 9/11 before they happened.
So that's what, no, there's obviously people talking about anytime there's a big shooting like this, people are always talking like, oh, this was, they knew it was going to happen, and they brought the media here just to instill fear or to incite, in this case, crazy conflict about gun control laws. There's always like, I feel like there, when there's always a giant media story that's all over everywhere, there's always a motive, like an intention behind that story. It's not, because I read the story on CNN and it was written like a Hollywood movie. It wasn't written sympathetic. You can go on CNN and read the story about the Parkland shooting. It's like weird how they word it. I think, do I still have the title up here? Big headers. My school is being shot up. The massacre at Majority Stoneman Douglas, moment by moment. Like, this is media coverage. This is like huge, like, nice pictures and videos of, and it's like, it's such a media driven thing. It's like made, it's made to draw huge, like huge attention. I don't know.
Dude, it's crazy. I just pulled up three like major news sites. And it's not even a headline anymore.
Because I guarantee there's already been another mass shooting since. Maybe yeah, even probably. Two. You just don't hear about, because it might, no one might have died. It might only have been four people, and the guy shot himself. You don't hear about those ones. But guaranteed, like, over the last few years, it's been almost one a day in the States.
That's fucking nuts.
Right? So I don't know. I'm not going down gun control. You guys, I'm going to you go to alientheorist.com. I'm going to post that link. You can read it, check the stats for yourself, and just be like, it's maybe just a little less guns. I don't know.
Or maybe not assault rifles for... fucking everybody.
High capacity semi-automatic rifles are not a defense weapon.
Or just more guns, maybe.
Well, the other side is arm the teachers, arm security guards at every door.
Think about this. Why don't, like, there's a huge epidemic in the States of all these fucking vets that come home and don't have any work.
I've seen
Why don't you take these guys, fucking arm them, and stick them in the schools? Mind you, a lot of these guys have PTSD.
PTSD, fucking.
Obviously, we're doing screening. You know what I mean? Obviously, we're getting high caliber soldiers, special forces.
That's the argument of a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun.
And And it does happen. You don't hear about it.
It does happen.
Like, there are, in those open carry states, there's people foiling fucking armed robberies. There's people preventing murders and stuff like that. And we're not hearing about it.
That's the other side of the argument is there was not really any mass shootings before the 90s, and people had guns, like after Vietnam, there was guns like fucking everywhere. There was guns all over the place. You could buy them everywhere. The gun laws were lax in most states, from what I read.
It's a fucking wild west.
A while ago, I watched that there was a great video of a armed robbery in the States. These two guys come in robbing a gas station, like attendant. One guy pulls out a gun. One guy jumps over the counter, and this security guard comes busting in. Just starts firing shots, hits the one guy. He jumps over the counter. He like leans over the counter. And then one guy, the guy with the gun who jumped behind the counter, is like, he's waving his arms. He's like, it's a fake. It's a fake. And the security guard goes, too bad. Mine's real. Shoot him. He goes, He goes, you shot me. He goes, that's right.
Yeah. I seen that video. It was so good.
That security guard fucking was waiting for that moment his entire life.
He's like, I've been waiting for this.
I'm going to shoot both these fucking people. Yeah. Like 100%.
He's like,
they're fucking
dead.
Am I
shot? He's like, damn right you are.
That makes me happy.
Great. I laugh so hard. Kay. Too bad. Mine's real.
Okay.
Okay, we gotta.
I gotta shut this down. I gotta go pick up some sushi.
We gotta wrap it up.
Okay,
I got a story quick though.
Okay, quick story.
Yeah, let's hear your work story.
But then I gotta go, so I won't. Yeah. I can't even stick around for the rest. I'll have to slink out while you're doing the rest of the shit. Okay. This happened to a friend of a friend of a friend of mine.
Oh.
And when I start telling the story, when I start telling the story, I know I'm gonna fuck up, and I know I'm gonna say me, but just let's pretend like it wasn't me, okay? So it happened to a friend of a friend of mine. Okay. It was a dark and stormy night. Okay. Call comes in. 32-year-old female, breathing problems. No big deal. Average call. A little bit young to be having breathing problems, but who knows? Maybe she's an asthmatic. Whatever. Hop in the ambulance. Flip on the lights. Give us some gas. You know
what
I mean?
Get the juice in your ride?
Yeah. Put on some of my Code 3 driving music. Put on my playlist, you know, feeling pretty good. It's about 4 o'clock in the morning. Still dark though, because it's winter, right? We're about 10 minutes down the road. We get a call from dispatch. Answer it. Dispatch is like, hey, you know, this call, it came in really, like, it came in really weird. This guy seemed really agitated. I got a really weird vibe from it, so I'm gonna start the cops your way. You know, just keep your head on a swivel type situation. You know, pretty standard. Okay, awesome, thanks. You know, she's like, you can even wait for the fives. Fives are police kind of deal. That's a standard, you know, procedure we have. If it's a kind of a sketchy scene, we'll wait for the cops. I don't fucking wait for the fives. I refuse.
You're pretty much a cop on your
own. It's my fucking gimmick. All right? I've gotten...
You walk in with your bag.
Yeah, fucking rights. It's bit me in the ass a few times, but... anyways, so we pull up. We pull up to this trailer park. Come up to the door. You know what I mean? It's in the middle of the night, so everything's black. You know what I mean? Whatever. Doesn't look any more spooky than a normal double wide looks, you know? Come up to the door, bang on the door, bop, bop, bop. On the third bop, door just opens. Okay, weird. You know, hey, it's blur that out if you can. It's, you know, we're here. It's the paramedics. You know what I mean? Kind of calling out. Nobody's answering. Looking around with a flashlight, trying to find a light switch, flick it a couple times. Nothing's happening. Weird. So as I'm walking through this trailer, I notice I'm stepping over the weirdest shit. Like, there's just glass and cupboards and drawers are ripped out. You know what I mean? And we're looking around, calling for people. My partner's behind me. And this place is just fucking ransacked. But you can't really tell, right? Because it's pitch black. None of the lights are working. None of the lamps, nothing. I'm calling. Nobody's answering. Finally get into the bedroom. Looking around my flashlight, and I kind of look over and I see like a pile of hair in the fucking closet. So I'm like, oh shit. You know what I mean? They're not answering. Obviously something's going on here. Go walk up. There's a body of a female kind of face down, right? So I kind of move the hair around. She's kind of cold. So I go to check her carotid artery to see if, you know, it's got a pulse. As I go check the carotid artery, my fingers just slip right inside of her.
Oh,
so I'm like, right. I look at my partner and I'm like, you might want to get on the horn and call dispatch and get the cops here. Like, about 99.9% sure this is a homicide. And just as I say that, my partner goes to pull our radio and you just hear fucking smash, smash, smash in the fucking living room. And the fucking front door goes flying open and somebody goes sprinting out.
Get out.
Holy fuck. I definitely peed a little. I'm not going to lie. Like, fucking
murderers in the house?
Is either the murderer or a giant cat. I don't know. But there was definitely something in there.
A giant cat.
Holy
wow.
Fuck. It was fucking terrifying.
What?
Yeah, man. So we had to like fucking.
So
we're both in there like looking at each other, being like,
So you're talking about like a slit throat?
Yeah.
And you just went.
Yeah, because I came in from behind, right? So I go to like.
But you would
wrap my hand around to go check the carotid, right? And we got this. It's pitch black. I got my flashlight, but I couldn't really tell. So right when I reached around to check, my fingers just went.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty gnarly.
That's probably a once in a lifetime right there.
Well, we've been to a few homicides, but I can't remember the last time my fucking fingers have been inside somebody's throat.
Weird, man.
Yeah, it was
got a crazy job.
It has its moments. Why wouldn't it? What do you mean? I don't have a crazy job. This has happened to a friend. No, it's a friend of mine.
Oh, right.
Oh, you know what story we should tell really quick? Did we ever tell the story of how Zelly finally met Rick too?
Nah.
I don't even think I know the story.
This is a story of how I met Rick too.
Yeah, you fucking. It didn't go well, did it?
I don't like Rick 2.
Yeah, I know you don't. You know,
This is why I don't like Rick 2. You guys talked him up like, oh, Rick 2, he's such a beauty. He's a great guy. Awesome guy. Right? For those of you who don't remember or haven't heard it, Rick 2 was the guy they met at WrestleMania in Florida, or came with him to WrestleMania in Florida. Anyways, so we're at a local wrestling event here. It's like a tier 3 wrestling. It was a packed house. So there's no seats. So we mosey on over. We get this perfect. We're against the wall. There's no seats, but we can lean against the wall. It's all good. Rick 2 comes up. He introduces himself. I'm like, hey man. I go, what's up? Him and his girl just like stand there. Like, all right, nice to meet you. Like, move. You're right in my face. You're breathing in my mouth, pretty much. And he just stood there, and this kind of like creeped in and turned, and just took my spot. Like, I wasn't even there. I was like, what the fuck? And I actually, like, had to go.
Had Zelly pinned against the wall.
He was, yeah, his pretty much ass was on my dick, pretty much. And I was just like, all right, excuse me. I had to say, excuse me. And I had to move past him and go to the other side. And he just didn't, like, I wasn't even there.
Come on, Rick 2.
And I was like,
you know, better than that, Rick 2.
Zelly stormed off, and I was like, that was a dick move, Rick, too. And he's like, that's what I do.
Yeah. I had to, like, walk over, like, 10 feet to, like,
to his,
eke out some more space.
To his credit, he probably didn't even know where the fuck he was. Just like in wrestling, I'm sure he was. When we went to Florida, I'm pretty sure he didn't know where the fuck he was most of the time.
He looked like he may have been on applesauce.
No, he's pharmaceutical. No, applesauce.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all he does.
That fucking weirdest thing ever.
Anyways.
It's so fun.
Rick 2, if for all you liked Rick 2.
It's funny, too.
Hate to ruin it for you.
It's funny, too, because Zelly, you know, it's not hard to get on Zelly's bad side. You know what I mean?
Well, when you do an obvious shit like that.
And that's what's hilarious about it is he, like, fucking could have just walked up to you, stepped on your toe and slapped you in the face, and it probably would have went
over
the same. It
would have been the same for me.
Exactly. Like, what if, that's fucking hilarious.
Anyways.
Like, you could have, Rick 2 could have came up and met and been super nice and could have said something that kind of fucking bugged you a little bit, and you could have said had the exact same reaction, and I wouldn't have been surprised. But how he blatantly was a fucking piece of shit to you, just, it's fucking hilarious.
He's a piece.
That's so to all our fans out there, when you meet us at Alien Con, June 14th, 15th, 16th, you got to line up like the soup Nazi, quickly say hi to Zelly, and then move on. Don't look him in the eye.
Or it's either that or no autograph for you.
No friend for you.
Yeah. Fucking rights. Okay, I got to go pick up my sushi.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to fucking sneak out.
Okay, well, let's just wrap it up real quick. We're pretty much done. This was pretty much turned into just a power hour.
Yeah, a little power hour. Well, it's not a power hour unless it's with Mr. Conspiracy.
That's true.
So a better power hour is what you're saying.
Better power hour version 1.
Okay, I'm leaving. Bye.
Okay, that's it for us then. Keep those eyes on the skies. Peace out.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.